Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
I'm chatting with Kevin Govender, Regional Investment Manager at Business Partners Limited. Kevin, appreciate the time today. Winter's just arrived, although we're having a bit of a warmer days up here in the Highveld. But hospitality particularly can suffer during winter. Is it literally just as simple as it's colder, it's darker, and we tend to stay home more and perhaps go out and spend less, which hurts the industry?
Thank you, Simon, for having me. Yes, Simon. Well, winter is traditionally the off-season for many leisure travelers, especially to the coastal regions known for beaches and outdoor activities. Also, restaurants experience reduced foot traffic, and other venues might experience a drop in foot traffic due to fewer tourists and locals being less inclined to go out in the colder or rainy weather.
The ways, have you got some examples of how sort of businesses have, I don't know, managed to navigate this? Because you can't really just shut down for the 3-4 months of winter. You can perhaps be a little bit clever.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can't shut down, Simon. But some businesses have successfully adapted their offerings to attract winter guests. If one looks at the accommodation industry, many hotels and guest houses emphasize warmth and comfort during winter, providing extra blankets, fireplaces in rooms, and also offer winter warmer packages that make it quite attractive and at a favorable rate during the winter season. If one looks at the restaurant industries, most restaurants adapt their menus to include hearty winter meals such as soups, stews, curries, and slow-cooked meals, and also highlighting the seasonal ingredients.
I suppose it is a sense of is almost lean into winter. Say, look, we can't get rid of the cold. That means nothing we can do about. But there are things that we can do to actually take some of the edge off and kind of embrace it rather than try and pretend it's not here. As you say, the hearty meals, the warm fireplaces.
Yes, correct, Simon. And I think businesses need to obviously take stock of where they're at, especially looking at past performances in the last winter months or the colder months, and then looking at what went wrong, what went right, and probably capitalize on the stuff that went right and then plan for the winter seasons much earlier in the year.
That's planning, perhaps one of them. I mean, I was pondering, you know, it's probably, I think, for some places, maybe less so restaurants, more for your sort of hotels, lodges and the like. A good time to, you know, you've got some annual maintenance, you've got to, I don't know, paint some areas and stuff. Winter's probably the right time to be doing it when you've got lower expectations in terms of crowds.
Yes, correct, Simon. I think winter is the ideal time to deep clean, repair general wear and tear, upgrade your rooms or appliances. And also, business owners should prioritize preventative maintenance on heating systems, plumbing, and backup, especially power solutions when load shedding occurs, especially during the winter months.
What about credit? I mean, some businesses are going to really, really struggle. Is there a space where you might get into some sort of maybe credit or financing strategically during these off periods without long-term risk because you can kind of almost pick it up again during the booming summer months? Is that a viable option or is that perhaps a little dangerous?
Well, Simon, I would suggest that businesses use credit wisely. I know traffic does slow down in winter, but the cost of running a business does not. So seasonal expenses like increased electricity bills for heating, higher water usage, retaining staff and low occupancy periods can obviously, you need to have that available cash flow. So if you have to borrow to sustain your expenses, then make sure that you're borrowing for the right reasons and making sure that you use it sparingly. I would also suggest that you probably have a cash flow for the winter months to know what your fixed expenses are, considering the drop in turnover and profit.
100%. And then what about just visibility? I mean, obviously a lot of, particularly in the hospitality space, this would be restaurants, this would be more so for game lodges, hotels and the like. They're going to be on the Airbnbs, they're going to be in booking.com, they may be using some Google or Facebook ads. Do you pull back on that or do you almost say, hang on, if others are going to, perhaps I can actually get more visibility and actually improve my standing in terms of people finding me?
Simon, you're exactly right. I think it is a time for businesses to increase online visibility, especially during this winter season. If one looks at the statistics, as at 2025, 66% of hotel rooms were booked online through booking.com.
Wow.
So you should take advantage of digital marketing tools, sharing engaging seasonal content featuring your warm, inviting space and winter menu highlights for your business.
Is there, you mentioned about it in terms of sort of discounting. Is that also a viable strategy, or is that perhaps a little bit of a blunt tool for hospitality?
Simon, I think at certain times you have to have loss leaders in your business, and winter is one of those exceptions, whereas you can then probably try and increase your pricing or during the peak seasonal months to make up for that loss leader during the winter months.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Absolutely. Because then it's going to suddenly be the December holidays, and then we're going to be absolutely packed. Is there a space? Because I'm thinking as well, winter's around. There's a lot more people who are coming down with the flu, with the cold, all of that sort of stuff. Is there? I mean, I don't know. And maybe I'm thinking too much back to the COVID days around almost pushing it up and saying, we're a healthy environment, or perhaps selling health juices or the like.
Yeah, look, Simon, if one looks at the business model of the Kauai franchises, they actually have seasonal offerings where they change their menu according to the seasons. And if one takes the winter months, they offer different varieties of soups and warm bowls and even a flu juice. So they have adapted. So there's many innovative ways that businesses can transform their business, not only to suffer during the off-peak season. Because as I mentioned, rental expense, staff costs are all fixed costs that don't go away during the off-peak season.
Yeah, those fixed costs don't leave. Winter is going to come every year. It's about getting, I suppose, getting pro at it and actually turning it into less of a slump, so you don't have that massive slump between the Christmas peaks. We'll leave it there. It's Kevin Govender, Regional Investment Manager, Business Partners Limited. Appreciate the time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.